invite you to turn to page 935 as we listen to the gospel reading this morning from Luke 3, verses 7 to 18. Luke 3, 7 to 18. Page 935. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none. And whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized. And they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Luke chapter 1, verse 15. The angel said to him, Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife Elizabeth will have a son, and you will name him John. What shall we say of him, this God of Israel, the God of our fathers? Just this, that Yahweh will do what Yahweh will do. Now, answer this. When have we given the sign of mourning now? And what shall we say of this old man, this priest of the division of our fathers? This, that in the whimpering of my ears, I hold the promise of God. Listen. The day before Sabbath, I traveled to Jerusalem to assume my sacred duties. It is as I was done. The lots were cast, and in honor to offer incense in the holy place fell to me. Never before had I been selected. Never would such an honor happen again. I'm an old man, you see. My Elizabeth, an old woman. We have no son, no child to care for us. Our life long sorrow. But Yahweh, blessed be his name, offered this kindness that I will not forget. I, Zechariah, would have the honor to serve him in his temple. That morning, I washed and dressed. I entered the chamber. The bowl of incense in my hand. I could hear the chains of the Levites as I scattered the incense over the coals. Tears on my face. Hear the prayer of the Lord, O Lord. Then suddenly, from the smoke, a voice, Zechariah, do not be afraid. Yahweh has heard your prayer. Heard my prayer? Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son. But how? Elizabeth is too old. I am too old. To my eternal shame, I could not believe. I stand in the presence of God. I was sent to bring you this good news. Now, because you doubted, you shall be deaf and mute until the day that these things come to pass. And it was as he said, I left the Holy of Holies. I could not hear, I could not speak until the day of his birth. But my son, John, the promise of God, was born.
Spirits by thy name. give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? I am Mary, the mother of Jesus. The Spirit of the Most High will overshadow me? I don't understand. Am I supposed to? God's Son? I am to bear God's Son? Oh, blessed am I. Of all the women of the world, he's chosen me. Me. Generations have longed for this promise, and I'm the one to carry it? Oh, truly, truly, nothing shall be impossible with God. I can see now how God is remembering to be merciful to the lowly, the outcasts. And all history hinges on this alone. Yahweh has chosen to make a home among us, his people. He proves that he loves the forgotten. He rescues the helpless, like this baby will be helpless, one of us. How can I bring God's Son into the world? Strange how joy mixes so easily with fear. What will tomorrow hold? I don't know. But I say yes. Yes, may the mighty hand of God do all that he wills. For God alone my soul waits. May it be to me as he has said.
Thank you. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. I am Joseph. Jehovah increases. My name, it means Jehovah increases. It's never been more true. He has added blessing upon blessing. I've chosen to walk this path of obedience, though it may mean only my own disgrace. Still, I didn't think my betrothal to Mary would bring disgrace. Nazareth is a small village. It didn't take long for word to spread. I understood the looks, the judgment, the disappointment. But I would not, could not abandon Mary for them. Even in those first moments, when I became aware something was amiss, I knew it couldn't be Mary. Whatever else happened, she didn't deserve that punishment. Maybe I couldn't ignore her, but I would not put her through the public humiliation. This was the only thing I did know. That was before the dream, before the angel spoke his name, Jesus. Before my world turned upside down, and now I see the task, the blessing. Mary needs me. This baby needs me. I will be his shelter. I give my word.
Thank you. Jésus était né à Bethléem, en Judée. Raymond, Dorian, arrivèrent à Jérusalem et dirent, où est le roi des Juifs qui vient de naître? Car nous avons vu l'étoile d'Orient et nous sommes venus l'adorer. Matthieu, chapitre 2, versets 1 à 2. Et réalisation. Homme sage, c'était ni la richesse ni l'influence, bien que j'en ai deux qui me regardent pendant ce voyage. Je suis un scolaire, un ancien, à cela trop fatigué. J'ai longtemps passé depuis les jours et les désirs de voyager. Je suis un homme pragmatique des livres et des lettres, et je serai et resterai parmi mes écritures sacrées. Sauf pour cela, c'est écrit, tu vois, l'implication pragmatique était claire et je ne pouvais pas les s'écouer. Les prophètes disant donc, mais vous, ô Bethléem, vous devez venir pour moi, celui qui doit être gérant en Israël. Donc, venant, et des vieilles anciens, une étoile devrait sortir de Jacob. Un spectre devrait venir d'Israël. C'est nous, nous le savons. C'est star de la prophétie. C'est star de la Messie, de le ciel, de la nuit. Oui, le Messie venira bientôt. Oh, ne s'assiste pas sur ses coussins quand on rencontre un tel signe. Non, ni la richesse, ni la puissance, mais de l'homme. C'est ce qui m'a convaincu. Et donc, un voyage pour mettre fin à tous les voyages, où les meneurs, nous ne savions pas, mais nous ne pouvons pas faire